Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. The Chief Executive Officer of the Beef Board gets a reprimand. We'll tell you why right after this. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is investing wheat checkoff money into a global effort to sell Oklahoma and U.S. wheat around the world. By cooperating with other state wheat commissions and funding U.S. Wheat Associates, wheat exports are growing. The chairman of U.S. Wheat Associates this year is Oklahoma Wheat Commissioner Don Schieber of Kay County. He tells us the rate of return on the 18 offices operated by U.S. Wheat around the world is phenomenal.
Well, for every dollar the U.S. farmer invests in overseas marketing, we can prove a return to the farmer of $23. That relates to about a quarter of a cent per bushel that we spend on overseas marketing to realize those returns.
Oklahoma wheat producer and current chairman of U.S. Wheat Associates, Don Schieber, on the U.S. wheat export success story, all funded by your wheat checkoff investment. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers. The latest chapter between the National Cattlemen's Beef Association leadership and the Cattlemen's Beef Board leadership has come to light this week. We've worked with Stuart Doan on this story, and we've discovered that CEO Tom Ramey of the Cattlemen's Beef Board has been reprimanded by his executive committee. Stuart Doan picks up on the story for us.
CBB members were notified by email Wednesday of the results of an executive committee investigation a week ago into allegations of personnel misconduct brought by NCBA.
The executive committee has asked Tom to formally apologize for listening in on a phone call. The executive committee did recommend some probation for him and a reprimand.
That's CBB Chairman Tom Jones, who along with immediate past chair Dan Dershke, issued written apologies for having known about Ramey's plans and not stopping him.
The committee has made its determination and has indicated its actions for our CEO, and certainly Mr. Dershke and I have offered to say our apologies for any oversights or lack of judgments, and I certainly have no problem saying that I don't do 100% of everything right. I'm human, and I do make mistakes, and I certainly have no problem apologizing to anybody that I've offended.
The trio was cleared of charges of aggressive lobbying of USDA, insubordination, and leaking confidential documents. CBB, which administers the Beef Checkoff Program, and NCBA, the largest checkoff contractor, have been feuding for 18 months. The USDA Inspector General is looking into their relationship and auditing Beef Checkoff finances. I'm Stuart Doan reporting.
Thank you, Stuart. Stuart Doan with AgriPulse. He and I have been working on this story and related stories regarding the governments of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association and the CBB, raising some of the concerns that they've had regarding some of those plans going back now at least a year and a half. And it does look like some of the drama surrounding this story will continue into the August meeting of the cattle industry that will be held in Florida. One note, there is a total of four allegations that were made by the NCBA that the lawyers of the Cattlemen's Beef Board did respond to. The only one that they indicated that any wrongdoing was actually observed was this first one of eavesdropping on some of the conference calls of the NCBA. In the lawyer's response to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that the CBB Executive Committee has reaffirmed its support of Mr. Ramey, CEO of the Beef Board, suggests that now is the time for the Beef Board and the rest of the industry to move forward. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to oklahomafarmreport.com and subscribe today.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.